B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub.
Now.
Sports talk. While you're on the clock. This is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub. Sports Hub.
Now.
Sports talk. While you're on the clock. This is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Check out Tommy Curran, NBCSportsBoston.com. He's got a column up today asking the question if Patriots fans can stomach a rebuild.
Repaired, reset, rebuilt.
Oh, boy.
Reloaded.
Reloaded. Rehabilitated. He writes,
reinvigorated.
And finally going to be relocated.
If success has 1,000 fathers, he writes, and failure is an orphan, what's the paternity situation on a rebuild? Because that's what the 2020 season is going to be, a rebuilding year. What percentage of Patriots fans have the belly for it? He said, did you wonder why there wasn't a single player released by the team on Saturday that seemed like the kind of player other teams would jump on? He said, that's because the roster, thanks in part to opt-outs, but also their subpar drafting over the past few years, isn't loaded to the gills with talent. The 2020 Patriots are going to have to get by. Their most important defensive player, Juwan Bentley, he writes, the reason there's nobody behind the third-year linebacker to run the front seven. That's it. He's also a captain. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Odd captain choice, but I think it's out of necessity.
Odd captain choice, but you know, Perdue was also captain, too. So he's got some pretty good leadership qualities to him. I remember talking to him his rookie year in one of those production meetings, and he prided himself in that, getting ahead of stuff, leading in drills, being the leader in the weight room, all that stuff, and maybe that's carried over with
Hightower. Well, I saw him get voted the captain, and I thought, well, that's unusual for the Patriots, but wait, there's literally nobody else.
Yeah.
Who else Gilmore. Would you have put?
Gilmore.
Gilmore is a
Edelman.
Captain.
Edelman?
Is he not?
No. No, it's the two McCourty brothers. It's a Lawrence guy. It's Bentley. It's Slater.
Well, you had two
Edelman.
Guys in your secondary already.
Excuse me. I mean, Newton and Andrews. Newton and Andrews.
Okay. All right.
And James White. Yeah.
He says there's no dynamic pass rushing threat to bet on. Offensively, they look a lot like the 2019 Ravens, minus the quarterback who can run a 4-3, and the stack of competent tight ends and the well-constructed receiver group. Those are things they're lacking that the Ravens had a year ago.
I'm astonished at the receiver crew. I really am. I mean, this is the most non-dramatic cut-down day that we've had in I don't know how many years. Like, there were no big names on there.
He also says, how many times over the past two decades have we anointed one season or another Belichick's best coaching job? Tommy Curran says, in my opinion, if he can coax double-digit wins from this team, the 2020 season will be right in the mix. I would give it hands down if there's double-digit wins. Everything went well. Everything went perfectly, and it would be his best coaching gig.
Yeah.
Best job he's done.
I'd sort of feel like that 11-5 Castle year. Yeah.
Yeah, but the 11-5 Castle year was coming off an undefeated season.
I understand that. But still, you lose your prime player in Brady.
But the quality of the roster was far better in 2008 than it is now.
That's true.
Let's not kid ourselves here.
Those guys were getting phased out and getting ready for that next transition
and
into
Jim,
the second phase.
Jim brought this up earlier in the spring, I believe. I think we did the which roster is better, the 2000 Patriots or now? And we went through the roster, and the roster was better then. And we did that before the opt-outs.
Think about this. So say your 34-year-old Julian Edelman goes down for a stretch, and that happens a lot, right? Like, he'll get nicked and he'll, you know, tweak an ankle or a shoulder or a hand or something. I mean, he showed up with a hand injury last year. And say he's out for a while. You're left in that huddle with hopefully a healthy N'Keal Harry. Olszewski would probably take over at the slot. And then you'd have Damir Bird. like, thank you. That's some guy Ross. I don't even know his first name.
Devin.
Thank you. And a rookie tight end.
Hey, Jacoby Myers made it.
Throw Asiasi in there. Notice how I didn't say Myers.
Whoop-de-doo.
Your receiving corps is worse than last year.
Due to a stunning lack of competition, he's in.
Aren't they better equipped to be to have a worse receiving corps this year with Cam at quarterback as opposed to Brady at quarterback?
Yes, because of the accuracy. Yes.
Okay, so there's your answer. That's how they can be better.
Right,
no,
but I don't think...
Yes, because of the accuracy? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
What? No, that's not why. I don't think
no,
that's
because
why
he can do it with his feet.
He can run, and he's a threat, and he demands an extra defender.
The running game's got to take a massive step forward this year for them to have success on offense.
I think it's because of accuracy, though. I would never say Cam Newton is a better, more accurate passer than Tom Brady.
No, I said less accuracy would be the issue. Like, that was the frustration with Brady last year. It's like every pass had to be pinpoint perfect because there was no window to throw the ball into.
So how
there's
gonna,
no separation.
So how are they
going
to throw this year would be my question.
I don't know. I don't know.
It's a problem. It's a problem.
Why do you think quarterbacks were getting picked off left and right?
Yeah, but the run can allow if their running game is dominant, it'll get guys wide open in the passing game, right? Theoretically, no.
In theory, I don't know that I'm going to believe it until I see it, though. They're going to have to run like crazy. They're going to have to run a lot. It's going to be a lot of running in this offense because otherwise, I don't know that it works well or functions really at all. So. I think when you look at the roster and you look at what's happening here, the draft picks, as Tommy Curran pointed out, have not been great. They don't have the infusion of young talent. This is going to be the rebuild. I guess my next question would be, how long does it last? How do you put yourself in a position where a year from now you're not still rebuilding? Like, if it's a rebuild and it's going to be this season and they're going to be, let's say ESPN's right, they end up 5-11. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. I think we can all deal with it. How do you make sure you're a 10-6 team or 11-5 or 12-4 team next year?
Big.
How do you get back to that?
Splash in free agency.
Is that
you load up in free agency?
That's sort of new. I mean, they've never really been.
That's what he did.
They've never really loaded up in free agency. They've had great signings.
Oh wait, you went undefeated.
14. They got Revis. They got Browner. Right. Yeah, that was pretty big for them.
But you get Randy Moss. You get Say on those guys. You load up and Dalis Thomas. You break the bank for him.
Yeah, the guys they've broken the bank for: Gilmore, Thomas.
Yep.
They were aggressive in getting some other players. Danny Amendola comes to mind. That was an aggressive move. That was a big contract they gave him. In replacing Welker. So, yeah. No, they've had some moves before. If they had an offseason, I look at 14, like Browner-Revis combo was sort of a aggressive load-up type. That's the closest they've ever gone. Have they ever had an offseason where they signed like three major players, like big money players in a year?
No.
I don't think that's ever been their M.O.
Well, who's the quarterback? The other stuff doesn't matter. Who's the quarterback?
No, it's true. I don't even know who the quarterback is.
You can't get Deshaun Watson now. That pipe dream's gone.
Yeah, that's over with.
Rodgers.
Oh. That one perks the ears up. Yeah.
You better get some receivers, though.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, and someone who's willing to... Is someone clicking a mouse?
Hardy. A mouse? It's okay.
Mouse clicking.
Oh, got it.
Wait.
It's a loud mouse.
It's a loud mic.
It's a normal mouse.
No, but like a...
No, normal mouse.
I can't even get the mouse.
It's that mic in there. Oh.
Work through it.
Okay. All right. Do my best. If it's a rebuild, can you handle it for a year?
I think people have handled enough.
You should be able to handle anything for a year is how I feel about that.
The shock of everybody leaving and being depleted and... You step into it with Cam Newton, and it's everything's so different. Change in uniform, it's a change year. It feels like a change year.
If you had to pick a time to do a rebuild,
the coaching's the story this year.
Right now's not a terrible time to be doing it.
Coaching is the story this year.
I mean, there's still uncertainties about this season. They've done a terrific job of staying free of COVID in this league. They have. They have challenges that I don't think any other sport has. And they're not going into a bubble.
No bubble.
And I think they've done a better job.
But they're testing.
To this point, again, and Roger Goodell, to his credit, is not willing to take a victory lap on this yet.
Right.
But they've done a very good job of keeping this in check, and I think that they've done maybe a better job than anybody.
for me to get into that building, I had to go through some rigmarole last week, and it's pretty impressive, you know, what you have to do to get in that building and how they restrict you where you can move.
So I would just say that there's still some uncertainty, and if you got to go through a bad year, this is not the worst year to do it in. But can you handle it? Can you handle it as a fan for 1 year? Because that's what I think you got to do.
Handle the Bruins getting knocked out the way they did, right? I don't
know. And they're a much better roster.
Yeah.
That was not the expectation.
They were the best team when things stopped, right? You didn't look at the Patriots as the best team when things stopped.
Let's talk about the Patriots starting quarterback, Cam Newton, that is. Cam Newton, the starting quarterback of the New England Patriots. And also, who's the backup and who's the third string quarterback? And yeah, who's fourth by default? Yeah, we'll talk about all that on the way.
The former QB, always laser focused.
It's like going to bed at night, bringing a rattlesnake in your room. I'm sleep on a hot spot, on a hot rock.
And the guy who is always by his side.
The Lakers, UFOs, mayonnaise, all in the mix here.
Zolak and Bertrand.
If that makes any sense.
No.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
We'll get to Stidham in a moment. Just wanted to say it was great to see Fred Tutcher in our hallways here at 98.5 The Sports Hub this morning.
Fred T.
It's great. Looks ready to go. He's going to be back tomorrow at 6 a.m. on Tutcher and Rich. Freddie T.
Hair.
Is
nice.
Back.
Good. Good to have Fred back.
He's back. He's back, baby.
Joe back Murray did a nice job.
Better than ever.
Yeah, Joe Murray did a nice job for those guys.
He's the balls. He's back tomorrow.
He's the balls.
Happy to have him back. 617-779-0985.
Where was he?
You know, it was a really nice little thing we just said there about Fred, and now you got to be a prick about it.
What happened? That is a good question.
Go ahead, Tardy. Why don't you fill us in? Talked to him more than anybody else.
He said he's going to tell his story tomorrow. I don't know. Might have, like, vacation slides he's going to show.
Fred's really good. Now, wherever Fred went, he probably had a miserable time getting there for the airline, because the airlines... Fred's stories, when he leaves this area, usually start with a horrific story.
Did he snowblow his driveway first? That's one that Hardy always brings up.
I'm just glad he's back by before the snow starts.
Well, despite Hardy being a jerk, we're all looking forward to tomorrow at 6
a.m. You and I are looking forward to having Fred back, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Zolak and Bertrand are. I can't speak for the third guy.
I liked his Instagram post. What do I have to do? Write him a card?
How do you get on Instagram?
Get him a little gift.
Anyway, so let's figure this out. The depth chart. Zoe, you're penciled in at 4.
Yep.
Right?
Coach already stated that today. Head coach, New England Patriots.
Penciled in.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's not officially on the roster.
So I'm like Nick Folk.
I don't want to misreport.
No. He said it today, and I'm like Nick Folk. It's a handshake, though. Like, we know what the situation is.
Jim might have something updated for us in a moment. I want to hear what he has to say. Right. Save it. Save it for 1 second. I want to read from Mike Reese. Mike Reese writes this in his Sunday notes. Stidham's slide. He says, Newton's ascendancy. That's not a word I see often. His ascendancy coincided with Jarrett Stidham slipping down the depth chart to the point that if Newton suffered an injury, it might be veteran Brian Hoyer getting the call. Stidham can make all the throws and might have the best natural arm of the group, but he never generated momentum in camp. His visit to a Boston hospital after the fourth practice of camp, where tests on his leg were negative, changed the trajectory of the quarterback snapshot. For 3 or 4 months this offseason, Stidham was viewed as the possible heir apparent to Tom Brady. But one could make a case there are actually more questions now about him possibly elevating to that spot than before camp began. That reads to me that Stidham is the third-string quarterback on the New England Patriots now. He didn't even win the backup job. Jim tells me that the Patriots weekly release just dropped in our email.
Oh.
And there's an unofficial, that is.
Depth chart
in the release. What does it say, Jim? Who's the third string quarterback? Who's the second string quarterback?
Third string is nobody. It's blank. First string is Cam Newton.
Yep.
Second string, Brian Hoyer. Right below him, Jarrett Stidham.
What is that?
Well, it's co-second strings.
Don't tell me that's not done intentionally. Don't tell me that's not done intentionally. That's intentional.
All right. For example, tight end. Who do you think's the starter at tight end?
Izzo.
Ryan Izzo. No third string tight end. Second string is Asiasi and Keen. But it's not like that at other positions.
What is this? Everybody gets a trophy? What is this?
Yeah. Like wide receiver.
You got to deal with the new kids now.
So to bring up my earlier thought on the day, which is everything's an open and honest competition in the New England Patriots system under Bill Belichick. What happened to the backup competition? Did it not happen? Did they not follow it through to its ending?
It's still happening, apparently.
Oh, God. Mm.
Like punt returner, kick returner. Kick returner is Gunnar Olszewski. Backup is Matthew Slater. Third is Demir Byrd. So they have three. They do have it in other positions.
Okay.
That's well thought out.
All right. Okay, then. So they're not willing to say who the third guy is. Reese is telling us.
It's almost interesting that
Stidham's the third guy.
Reese put the tidbit in there about going to the hospital and the team wanted the injury to be affirmative. We need to see it.
Like, it was
if
negative.
It's really bugging you.
The fact that it was negative is a problem.
The fact it's negative accelerated the slide. And the chain accelerated the arc of him going down.
So, to all those people,
like the fact that he's nothing showed up in the MRI is not good for you.
Name any of the guys on the beat that you want who sold us on Jarrett Stidham being the guy. And by the way, I'm not holding you responsible. I'll put you in that group too, Zoe. You're one of those guys. I'm not going to hold you guys responsible because you're just doing your job. And you're hearing things, and you're being fed things.
Yeah.
I just want you all to admit, though, that you got fed a load of bull crap on this kid. Because he can't even beat out Brian Hoyer to be the backup. And he had a bad camp.
I don't think it's bull crap.
And I think we're heading closer. You know how we did the test of what's more likely, 11-5 or 5-11? I'd like to do a test on Stidham. Is it more likely Jarrett Stidham is the starting quarterback on a good Patriots team in 2 years? Or is it more likely that Jarrett Stidham is like a punchline in New England of the, remember when we thought he could be the heir apparent to Brady? Remember when everyone thought that he was going to be the next Brady or take over for Brady? What's more likely?
I don't think
Stidham the starter on a good team or Stidham the punchline in New England.
See, I don't know. And it's almost like I go back to that Jamal Adams pick six last year. And I said, last thing you want to do getting in the game, because these are going to be far and few in between your opportunities.
Yeah.
You're never going to unseat Brady. So there was never the pressure of him to go after Tom Brady. He was content being the backup. And I'm the only backup, so I got this whole room. So, okay, Brady's gone.
Is he Jimmy
now,
G
how did
or
you
is
handle
he Ryan Mallett?
He what could is be, he? Right now, it feels like he's more Mallett than he is Jimmy G.
So you phrase it like that, and I'm going to say it's more likely he's the starter because I don't think he's going to be a punchline. I think anybody tasked with taking over this position from Tom Brady is going to be viewed as
no. I don't mean him as the punchline. That maybe I don't want to sound like I'm being mean to him.
Right.
I'm saying the punchline is we'll laugh at ourselves for having believed that he was like the obvious choice to be the replacement for Brady. Laughing at us and our thoughts in the snapshot of time that was April 2020.
But did even Zoe, the most ardent of Stidham supporters, did you think he was going to be a suitable replacement for Tom Brady at any point?
Not that he was going to be Brady, but he was a starting caliber quarterback.
No, but I felt he would be able to function within this offense.
First round arm talent.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Let's not forget that Bill's done this before, most notably to Mike Mayock. Oh, first round arm talent. This kid, he's going to be great.
This was a guy drafted in the third round out of Arkansas with first-round arm talent.
You know what he was? Not an NFL starting quarterback, Ryan Mallett.
Not yet.
I mean, what has Stidham done other than he was drafted by Bill Belichick, and Bill Belichick wouldn't draft him if he weren't good? Because he's never done that before. Ryan Mallett, Kevin O'Connell, go down the list.
Yeah, but they cut quickly, like with Kevin O'Connell, they cut ties with him early.
Oh, and then he went on to have a glorious Hall of Fame career?
Yeah.
What did he do after
that? Well, they missed that one. They knew they missed that
one. What did he do after that?
He's a good quarterback coach.
Yeah, how's that happen, huh?
A really good quarterback coach. Is he an offensive coordinator now? I think he might be.
Yeah, he's down in Redskins, right?
Yeah, let's give credit where credit's due. Like, you know, Kevin O'Connell left the Patriots, cut bait early, and he went on to have a pretty great... Wait, he didn't do anything. What did he do?
Maybe he's helping setting up those dinosaurs over at P10. I don't know.
He might be. By the way, it takes a long time to get through those dinosaurs.
You guys
well,
have fun?
I mean, see, you're talking millions of years of lizard history.
Did you feel like you were in the middle of a jungle when you pulled in P10?
Yes. All of it.
The kids loved it.
That's
Jurassic Quest. Jurassic Quest is the name of it. It's
was
happening.
A Megalodon there? Was a Megalodon there?
Yes, it's massive. That was the ender. It's the big finish, the finale.
Shut up.
Yeah.
You could see it from Route 1.
Did you let your animals ride in the bed of your truck?
I didn't because it was middle of the day and it was sort of hot out. And
oh.
They just get cranky real quick.
They'd start slapping each other around in there.
It was fine, though. You know, open the moonroof, let them jump back and forth between the front seat, back seat, all that stuff.
See, I won't let them stand on my center console. So I said, no, you can go in the back. Huh. And Blondie, why don't you go back there with him? Make sure he doesn't
she
jump
went
out.
Too? She went too?
I didn't ask her to. She volunteered.
So you're not going to check out the dinosaurs while they're here?
He wants nothing to do with it.
Oh, really?
What? Yeah, he likes the movies and that. No, I'm too old for that.
Oh, like, big okay. boy.
The problem was we drove by it, and you could see it over there, and he was the first to spot it, and he goes, never mind. No.
What? What'd he say?
He said, never mind.
He said, who's going to get fooled by that, Dad?
Well,
that's not the real thing.
There's
what's the real thing?
Like, no kidding. There's no
sounds.
Such thing
there's
as
noises and dinosaur sounds.
Right.
You could do a dinosaur.
But we've done the walkthrough down at the Seaport in years past, down at the convention center, where it's a little more, you know, you feel
tighter
like walk
confines.
In. Yeah, you get the big stage. You walk through.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're adjusting like everybody else is.
Hey, we're just trying to make things, and it's nice that you have something the kids could drive through. And
did you do the audio tour with it, Beetle?
I did for a couple minutes, but they really weren't into it.
T-Bone did a nice little video.
Well, I did it for myself because I was alone up there in the truck, you know, in the cab.
Right.
So I needed something to keep me company. So I listened to the audio tour. It was nice.
Do you feel like Jeff Goldblum in there? And you're like at the thing of water?
Well, you know,
shakes.
I don't want to. T-Rex spoiler alert. A couple of T-Rexes, and they're on the loose.
How big's a T-Rex look here?
About the size of a T-Rex.
T-Rex.
It's not as like big as it looks like in the movies, huh? Like the T-Rex isn't the biggest, but it's badass.
It's badass.
It's fierce.
Velociraptor.
It's a meat eater. No doubt about it.
Hunts and packs. Velociraptor.
Was there a velociraptor?
There should have been. It's probably running around the woods right now.
I don't recall. I have to go back and check my videos.
Triceratops. All the biggies.
Just think you're looking at one velociraptor, and then all of a sudden, you've got one on the left, one on the right, and they hunt and pack.
It's like leaving P10.
Bang, you're dead.
After a 1 o'clock kick, you know, after the game is over, and
with nothing to do but like talk to each other. Only now you got dinosaurs to look at.
Bingo.
So say this weekend too. Say you might want to head down to Gillette to maybe go to Splitsville or Davio's, catch the game.
Sure.
Will you have to pack your own refreshments, or will there be refreshments available to you out in parking lots?
Is this before the game, you
before
mean?
Before the game.
If you're tailgating?
Maybe.
I would say you
I don't think in P10. I think the dinosaurs are still going to be there.
That's right.
Well, no, I'm saying it.
Wednesday through Sunday.
The normal lots. West and east and all that, you know? Will they have those closed down?
I don't know.
They got to announce that, right?
Why don't you ask the Patriots?
I'm going to.
If you're so...
Why are you so
this?
Concerned?
If you're so concerned,
it could affect the way
you're so
I have to
caught
go
up in this.
Gym.
Give them a call during the break. Give them a ring.
Leave
shoot
10
them a text.
Minutes earlier, though. You'll be fine.
Okay.
Give them a call at 1-800 Pat's Parking Food Info.
Give them a ring.
You should usually get a text by now and ask things on air. Yeah. That's all.
Can Jared's- you do a dinosaur sound, though, or is it too much like a Wookiee sound?
That's like that sick one laying on its side.
No, I think
did they have the sick one there with the big pop poop next to it?
Give it to us again because I think you nailed it.
Cam Newton is the Patriots starting quarterback. We're talking about that and your calls next. God.
Got an itch for sports talk while you work?
So just dropped his phone down his shirt.
You want to know why? He was using it to scratch his back.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Zo reached out to the organization. That would be the Patriots. During the break.
Trying to get some answers, get to the bottom of this.
Trying to get trying to get all the answers on tailgating for Sunday.
Got to check on that. We'll get back to you.
They're
4 days away here.
They're looking into it.
Hey, real quick here. Talking about Edelman like being 34 years old, and you know the amount that the Patriots spend on their wide receivers, it probably doesn't even total $10 million like all six receivers when you get them in there.
Yeah.
So this is just breaking out of Arizona Cardinals camp. It's from Ian Rappaport. They are making star wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins the highest paid non-quarterback ever. He's getting a 2-year contract extension worth $54.5 million in new money. $27.25 million per year he will make. Hopkins did the deal himself, and he gets $42.75 million at signing. What the hell happened in Houston with this guy?
Well, and as Bill O'Brien thought he had too many baby mamas.
Well, Arizona didn't.
Arizona said, not only do we want you to come here, we want you to bring all the baby mamas, and we want to give you enough money to support everybody involved.
So, I mean,
that's what they said.
Bring the whole family.
Bring them all.
The whole extended family.
This type of respect and signing at another place gives you credence to your comment about maybe the quarterback will outlast the head coach and the decision-making people down there.
I'm convinced of it now.
And might lead to more support for the Patriots in a rebuilding year where you're not even paying all six of your receivers $8 million in total.
You saw it. You saw it coming with that situation in Houston that there's something there. Are they going to side with the coach or the quarterback?
Who commits this much money to a wide receiver, though?
You pay $160 million to a quarterback. That does not look good for the coach. And this doesn't look good for Bill O'Brien either, that the guy he traded away and got fleeced on in the deal, what, 6 weeks into being there, we'll say? Just signed a ridiculously huge contract. Great for him. He's a great player. He's one of the best in the game. Good for him.
Wow.
Bill O'Brien looks stupid on this.
Really? Yeah. The Cardinals don't look stupid for paying him that much money?
I think the Cardinals look stupid, too, for saying, you know what, we're just going to make you the highest paid non-quarterback in the game.
And Garofalo he puts it out. Oh, it's like basically a 5-year deal for $95 million. So the Cardinals are trying to spin it as less money probably already.
No, you can't, because you just said it right here, and I read it correctly. He gets 27.25 per year. He gets $42 million at signing. That's where you show me the money, the real money. Mm-hmm. That's real money.
What's their cap situation this year? Don't they have a ton of space?
They got about as much space as you have.
Yeah, I think they're at the top of the league in cap space, so they want to chew up some of that space this year to sign a guy up long-term who is 28 years old. He just turned 28, okay? There are prime years left on that player. And they want to lock up what it, you can make the argument. I'm not sure he is the best, but he's without a doubt top five on everybody's list in the league at the position, which has become one of the most important positions in the league. You've got a new quarterback there who's young and is going to be helped quite a bit by this guy. No, I don't think it's stupid at all. I think it's smart.
Keenan Allen signed a big one, too, over the weekend.
What have we said about the Patriots with Gilmore? Oh, you got to lock up Gilmore. This is the year to do it. This might be a year to use some of that freed up cap space on locking up Gilmore long term. The same is not true of a receiver on the other side of the ball who's at that same level.
That actually, they caught the ball in coverage versus Gilmore. That's a good point, too.
Thank you.
Kid had a good game against Gilmore.
Point for me. Reale, give me one.
A couple third down conversions, right?
Yep. That's all. I mean, when you're talking about this type of player, Bill O'Brien looks like a boob on this one.
He does.
It's a bad trade. His quarterback just got paid, and the receiver just got paid elsewhere.
Don't forget about Easterby.
Oh, love that guy.
That guy will happily throw under the bus.
Must have been an Easterby move.
He didn't like going to church, right?
Well, character. He's the character guy.
Easterby didn't
How could
like
not
all
have
those.
Been influenced by Easterby.
He must not he have was. Liked all the children out of wedlock. That must have been an Easterby thing.
Right.
That must have been what he was. Worried about.
Red Sox win. You can take 99, right?
Well, not lately. I mean, the kids of Boston.
Is that still a thing?
Have
can
been
you do that?
Starving this
Is that
summer,
still a thing?
Thanks to the Red Sox. Do the Red Sox know what they're doing by losing all these games? And all the meals at the 99 that have been lost as a result. They're not just a bad baseball team. They're making the kids of Greater Boston, of Massachusetts, New England, however far
the
99
over?
Goes.
When's their season end?
I would say they don't understand the damage they're doing.
It can't end quick enough.
2020 Red Sox, damage done.
I love it.
Damage done. Damage done. Let's go to Pete in Delaware. Pete.
Hey, guys. Hey, guys. Long time no talk. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, hey. I got to be honest with you guys. When you did the depth chart, I was shocked. Going back a couple months ago, I was completely wrong. I really thought Jarrett Stidham would be the guy and that Cam Newton wouldn't even be on this team. So I was completely wrong. And Zell, what do you think happened? I mean, is it something off the field more than
I? No, I think you got an alpha male in the room and the other one tucktail.
Wow. I didn't see that coming.
It's all right, Pete. Pete, you were wrong. Sold a bill of goods.
Cam came
by
in
Zoe
and took control.
And his media friends, and that's okay. You got sold something that didn't come to fruition.
But third string behind Brian Hoyer, that's even, I mean, man, I feel like I need some Vaseline for my rear end.
If you had, if you had paid for these reports, I would say demand a refund. That's what I would say. If you had paid for these takes, it's a refundable one. That's not what you were promised. Jim's already laughing. What?
No, we're free here. Those takes are free.
No, those takes are free. But like, I don't know what the Athletic was saying. I don't know what the Athletic, Jeff Howe has been a big Stidham guy, I think. I mean, he was strong on Stidham out of the gate.
He's a big Cam guy.
He's a big Cam guy now. He likes Cam.
I won't pay for the Globe. Like, you know me. I'm not playing for any sites, the Athletic, none of that.
Right, okay.
So I'll click and I'll follow Dan Shaughnessy.
Herald. What's the guy's name at the Herald who is all about Stidham? Tom? Is it Tom something?
Tom Keegan?
That's him. Felger talks about him all the time.
Okay.
If you pay for that subscription, you might want to demand a refund.
So I came to learn over the weekend.
They're free. We don't cost anything.
After following Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy always has these, hey, great Labor Day read here. Click here. This article. It said Adam Himmelsbach. So I clicked on it.
Oh, boy.
And I'm like, I can't read the article because I am blocked by Adam Himmelsbach. And I called you and I'm like, who does Adam Himmelsbach write for? Because I can't remember the last time on our show we mentioned Adam Himmelsbach. I
got confused.
Not a
name we mentioned.
I thought it was one
very
of the,
good at his job.
But I never brought him up.
A fan of his coverage.
How would I be blocked?
Whatever. Maybe just doesn't like.
Maybe just find you annoying on Twitter. Would that be such a surprise?
Ooh. Well, you would have to. You wouldn't have to follow me, right? You wouldn't see my tweets.
Right. That's true,
me.
Though. Why don't you just not follow someone?
You don't if I don't like somebody on Twitter, I don't follow them.
People retweet him, and you don't want to have to go through all those people who retweet Zoe and block their retweets because you may want to see their other retweets. That could be it.
Yeah. See, yeah.
Should we call him? See if he wants to unblock you?
It don't matter. Like, I don't know what I did to him.
He was on the show apparently before.
Pardon me?
Oh, yeah. We had him on.
2017, looks like.
A few years back.
Have we?
Yeah. Was it because Shaughnessy was with us or something? We've definitely had him on.
Yeah. But I don't think we said anything offensive to him. That's all. It's funny, interesting. You just kind of scroll around trying to read from different ways.
Like, were you rude to him when he came on?
No, I'm never rude to any guests we have on. When have I ever been rude?
I'm just wondering. I don't remember it. So
yeah,
this is a great look into Zoe and how he can't stand to have
not
someone
being
not like,
right.
Not like
this,
him.
This bugs me. This bugs me because I'm like, now I'm like, maybe I should have done something to get even here. You know, because like I want it to be worth it. That.
No, you don't.
I want it to be worth. I want to earn that non-stripe. Right? You either want the stripes, or you don't want the stripes. If you don't get the stripes, I want to earn not getting the stripes. Like, damn, I didn't do anything. And I'm like, well, I got blocked by somebody.
Yeah, well, it happens.
Yeah.
It's okay. No big deal.
I can do it.
No big deal. You'll move on. He'll move on.
I moved on.
Oh, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm glad you moved on.
Yeah.
This is, again, really a study in rehabbing of the image when it comes to Bill Belichick and Cam Newton for both guys. We've talked a lot about Cam Newton fitting in, getting his career back on track, proving he's healthy, proving he can play.
Yeah.
All that fun stuff. It works both ways. Cam and Bill Belichick together rehabbing their images this year. We'll talk about that. And more of your calls coming up next.
Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going?
Hey, what's going on?
What's Himmelsbach? Is that Swiss?
German.
Consider them part of your benefits package.
That was the dumbest 30 seconds we've ever had on this show.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We heard Bill Belichick last week doing an interview on Sirius XM. Talk about how great Cam Newton is. Heaping all kinds of praise on Cam Newton. Cam Newton returned the favor in a radio interview yesterday, saying it's a match made in heaven. a match made in heaven, him and Bill Belichick. Two peas in a pod. They just love being around each other. And he said yesterday that the stereotypes that he had of Bill Belichick all went out the window as soon as they talked. That all the things that players may have heard about how hard it is to play for Bill Belichick, turns out, so, not true. That stuff, not true. Just ask Cam Newton. Right?
Yeah.
He said, you know, you got to go where it's best for your career in that interview. Cam Newton said that. Just as it will be for what's best in the organization. I've just been loving myself and loving this opportunity coming into this position.
Okay, you're asking him now this stuff after he has gotten here. Do you think at the beginning that Cam Newton thought, boy, New England is that's the spot I want to go to? Did you think that he felt most comfortable there? That you look, go back to those videos where, surprised, like, my agent calls me. I'm like, you know, what team's it?
Of course. New England. In fact, I think he said that. Here's another quote from the interview. Yeah. The same questions that a lot of people and talk shows, gossip talk and barbershop talk and chitter-chatter text messages wanted to know. I wanted to know as well. Is it real what they say about Belichick? Is it going to be too, I didn't know. I think he was going to say hard there is what he wanted to say. You know, is it going to be too hard? Is it too difficult?
Yeah.
He said, I didn't know. I think, honestly, it's been a match made in heaven, just knowing that I'm in a place where everything is pulling in the same direction and everything is geared toward winning. I mean, he's saying, no, I didn't think this would be the best spot for me. I had heard all the things that players say and the rumors about playing for Bill Belichick, and I had heard about New England, and then I got there, and I found out it's not too hard. It's actually great. It's a match made in heaven. I care about football. He cares about football. And as long as you care about football and winning, this is where you want to be. This is a great place with a great coach. I mean, this type of PR for Bill Belichick cannot be bought. Or maybe it is.
Here's where the match is.
Maybe it was bought with the signing of Cam Newton.
And what's most of the stuff with Cam Newton? It's like, what? When things aren't going well, he's not going well, right?
Right.
He's a poor loser. He's a bad loser. Isn't Belichick, in a sense, a bad loser?
Yes.
He's a spoiled brat. Like, they hate losing, and maybe that connection there. And maybe one of the most underplayed thing is the locker room and how they've accepted Cam. Maybe the leadership on his team, and when you get here and you see the environment, and this isn't all Bill. Yeah, Bill created the environment, but he surrounded this team and these type of players with really good leadership, like the McCourties, you know, Edelman, you know, the offensive line.
And my question is this.
The way they go about their business every day, maybe Cam felt right in line with that. He's like, man, this is something I needed. I didn't have this.
Did Bill Belichick have extra motivation to have Cam Newton as his starting quarterback this year that went beyond just football reasons?
I'm sure there's a human element to it, but as much as we like to think that there isn't with Bill, or that we're told that it's all calculated and cold.
Why can't this be that? Why can't this be calculated and cold? I'll get Cam Newton in here. Yeah. I will talk him up. I will have him feeling confident. He will in turn then talk me up because I've been so nice to him. And then the word will get around the league that, hey, playing for Bill, not so bad. Because players want to believe Tom Brady. Players want to believe Rob Gronkowski. Players want to believe Danny Amendola. Those are the guys they look at and say, those guys know how to play. Those guys are winners. Every other player in this league loves, you know, Tom Brady. Receivers want to play with Tom Brady. Well, Tom Brady had a not-so-great breakup with Bill Belichick after he was there for 20 years. He won 6 Super Bowls with that guy, and he seemingly left on bad terms, as a new 500-page book will detail for you if you care. That, to me, is damaging to Bill Belichick. This is the repair. This is a good look for Bill for future endeavors.
Yeah, if it works, yeah. It really is. Now, if it doesn't work, need to be hard.
Well, I don't even know if it not working is going to be the problem. The problem will be if Cam goes back on this. If at some point it doesn't go well, he loses, he leaves, and then he says, you know, Belichick's a jerk. I'm glad I'm not there anymore.
Yeah. Oof.
That would be the reversal.
That'd be very bad, yeah. That'd be real bad.
I mean, they'd go 6-10 and Cam say, you know what, wasn't the year we expected, but, you know, this is a good team and a good organization. I really like being here. And it's all still intact.
I got an update from One Patriot Place.
Okay.
Lots will not be open, but Patriot Place is open, so the normal retail lots are open.
You thinking what I'm thinking?
What are you thinking?
What stops you from pulling into the retail lot?
Maybe I was thirsty on the way and I got a cooler.
Can I ask the obvious question?
I mean, the retail lot outside that movie theater is, on game days, a tailgating lot.
But why?
Yeah, there's a football game. You're going to a football game.
But I would only tailgate with the expectation of then going into the game.
That's you. That's not everybody.
What if you want to tailgate in your car and then you want to go into Splitsville and have a good time and watch a game or that CBS place? What's that name of that now? CBS.
Sporting Club.
Sporting Club.
I don't know. Maybe.
What if
maybe
you want to tailgate, see a couple dinosaurs, and then watch a game?
Yeah, maybe you want to feed the T-Rex, like a goat or something.
Maybe I want to tailgate, do some ice skating. Not this week, but, you know, soon.
Yeah.
And then watch the game.
That's a good point.
Maybe
you want to go to Bass Pro Shop, get a new lure. Maybe you're not done fishing. Ask Rich Shirtley, what's running right now? Rich knows, Waters. You got a boat now. Benito? I tried to catch Benito this weekend. Wasn't happening.
All right.
Saw a couple. It's fun, though. You ever been on one of those Benito runs? Oh, what a rush. You got to chase him with a boat. Can't get him from shore. It's tough.
What do I do now?
I don't know. I don't know. You decided to use this moment to spew some more venom toward Rich Shirtenlieb. Because he had the audacity to talk about fishing in a boat.
I didn't
and
even
no
know
one's,
that's what he was talking
no
about.
No one's allowed to
I didn't
talk
even
about
know that's what he was talking
boats
about.
Boats or fishing other than Zoe, even though he doesn't fish.
I do fish.
All right. Let's get back on track.
Do you you've gone fishing. Do you
I have
fish?
Gone fishing. Yeah. It's not one of my favorite things to do, but I fish.
Okay, so you don't really fish.
I'll fish,
How many
yeah.
times you go fishing this summer?
Probably seven.
It's not a lot.
No.
For
I mean,
someone who says they fish.
Oh, I tend to drive around the boat more and play music and have fun than drop lures. But I'll drop lures if a kid wants to throw a couple in the water. Throw a couple lines in.
Drop lures.
Yeah.
It's like dropping donuts.
I was just thinking.
Donuts, yeah. Let's
do this next.
Let's play this.
What?
T-Bone's dad's whistle.
What do you mean?
Just saying that makes me...
You're going to play with... Tom's going to play with his dad's whistle?
It sounds like a metaphor.
He whistled right, so.
Some of it, can we hear it? Do we have a sound of it? That we recorded?
Did you bring it here?
Or do you have it there?
You have it.
He has the actual whistle.
Can you? All right, can you give us a sample before we...
No, I'd see you tease it.
It just is a sample. We'll do it on the other side.
What do you mean?
His dad wouldn't let him take it. Dad, can
give
I take
a sample?
Dad, can I take your whistle?
It'll take 2 seconds.
No.
How about right now?
I got to reach in my bag and get it in there.
Oh, God.
Jesus. Do the headlines.
All right.
Do the headlines.
Headlines and then the whistle.